Domestic terrorism charges. I'm Carmen Roberts, Fox News. Nearly 24 protesters face those serious charges, and after police in Georgia say that they hurled Molotov cocktails and fireworks at a future police training facility near Atlanta.
One of the domestic terrorism suspects is being identified tonight as a lawyer with the Southern Poverty Law Center, which claims to promote civil rights and fight what it calls hate groups. Thomas Webb Juergens was one of two people from Georgia detained. The rest of the demonstrators came from across the country and the world, including France and Canada. Atlanta Mayor Andre Dickens says the city is creating a new task force to address concerns around the public safety facility.
Fox's Jackie Ibanez. Four Americans are missing in Mexico. The FBI says gunmen opened fire on the four people from South Carolina and kidnapped them as they crossed the border into Matamoros. The FBI is offering a reward for the return of the Americans. President Biden is set to outline his budget proposal in Philadelphia Thursday.
The White House says the president will announce his budget with a plan that protects Social Security and Medicare and reduces the deficit. Told new House Speaker Kevin McCarthy last month.
Let's just lay out our budgets. So I agreed that I'd lay down mine on March the 8th, and the March the 9th, I should say. And he should do the same thing. And we should sit down. It'll be interesting to see what they want to cut.
The president said his plan will raise taxes, but not on anyone making under $400,000 annually. Jessica Rosenthal, Fox News.
And California Governor Gavin Newsom tweeting his state is cutting ties with Walgreens after the pharmacy chain said it would not distribute the abortion drug mifepristone in 20 states. Walgreens says it intends to get the necessary regulatory approval to sell the drug where it is legal to do so. America's listening to Fox News.
Okay, quick math. The less your business spends on operations, on multiple systems, on delivering your product or service, the more margin you have and the more money you keep. Obvious. But with higher expenses on materials, employees, distribution, and borrowing, everything costs more. So to reduce costs and headaches, smart businesses are graduating to NetSuite by Oracle. NetSuite is the number one cloud financial system, bringing accounting, financial management, inventory, HR into one platform and one source of truth. With NetSuite, you reduce IT costs because NetSuite lives in the cloud with no hardware required, accessed from anywhere. You cut the cost of maintaining multiple systems because you've got one unified business management suite, and you're improving efficiency by bringing all of your major business processes into one platform, slashing manual tasks and errors. Over 37,000 companies have already made the move, so do the math. See how you'll profit with NetSuite. Backed by popular demand, NetSuite has extended its one-of-a-kind flexible financing program for a few more weeks. Head to netsuite.com/fox. netsuite.com/fox.
Workers at meatpacking plants are suing their employer over what they say is the lack of protection from COVID-19.
A lawsuit's been filed in an Arkansas court accusing Tyson Foods of failing to protect workers during the early days of the pandemic. The suit, filed by 34 Tyson workers, former employees, and family members, say the Arkansas-based company's negligence and disregard for its workers led to emotional distress, illness, and death. They cite the company's knowledge of the seriousness of the virus as it ordered its corporate employees to work remotely and suspended business travel. A congressional report indicates at least 59,000 workers at meat processing plants contracted COVID in 2020 with nearly 270 deaths. Rich Dennison, Fox News.
The FDA is warning about a worldwide recall of eye drops. PharMedica USA is voluntarily recalling two lots of its purely soothing 15% MSM eye drops over sterility issues. The FDA points out that use of contaminated eye drops can result in eye infections that could lead to blindness. A former 90s sitcom actor is running for Congress in California.
Ben Savage, who's claimed to fame as his role on Boy Meets World, is launching his campaign to run for an open seat currently held by Adam Schiff. Schiff is running for the Senate seat being vacated by the retiring Dianne Feinstein. Savage, a Democrat, says he wants to help restore faith in government. Just last year, he ran for West Hollywood City Council and lost. Savage became a household name in the 90s for his role as Corey Matthews on Boy Meets World from 1993 to 2000. He's also the younger brother of Fred Savage from the Wonder Years. Tom Rigotti, Fox News.
Adidas may resort to burning as much as $500 million worth of Yeezy sneakers after cutting ties with the rapper Ye, formerly known as Kanye. The Washington Post reports that's one resolution to its dilemma of not being able to sell them. I'm Carmen Roberts, and this is Fox News.
From the Fox News Podcasts Network, subscribe and listen to the Trey Gowdy Podcast. Former federal prosecutor and four-term U.S. congressman from South Carolina brings you a one-of-a-kind podcast. Subscribe and listen now by going to foxnewspodcasts.com.